quite a bit. Windows blown out. There was a smell of natural gas in the air, propane, and we saw plenty of damage around town. A lot of those folks in the hospital had to be evacuated after the tornado went through.
Homes and businesses were destroyed, trees shredded, cars smashed. Storms knocked out power to over 100,000 customers across Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. Overseas, a historic move amid the war in Gaza.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris made the announcement that Ireland, Norway, and Spain are taking steps to recognize a state of Palestine, adding,
I've spoken with a number of other leaders and counterparts, and I'm confident that further countries will join us in taking this important step.
Insisting Ireland remains committed to Israel's security. Israel, though, pulling its ambassadors from all three countries.
Correspondent Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk. Former President Donald Trump has told CBS Pittsburgh's political editor he'll announce a policy soon on birth control regulations, a day after his campaign came under fire for a post to Mr. Trump's social media account using a term associated with Nazi Germany. CBS's Skylar Henry.
The video, which appeared on the site on Monday, includes references to a, quote, unified Reich, among other hypothetical news headlines if Trump wins the White House in November.
What happens after Donald Trump wins?
President Biden released this campaign video response.
A unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's.
An update on injuries from yesterday's Singapore Airlines flight that ran into severe turbulence. Hospital officials in Bangkok say 20 people are still in intensive care, six in critical condition. A British man died of a suspected heart attack. Passengers who weren't wearing seatbelts slammed into the plane's ceiling. Anything that wasn't bolted down went flying. An investigation is underway. New research finds changing weather patterns can lead to deadly health problems. Reporter David Schechter.
The study from Harvard University's School of Public Health found a link between stroke and extreme temperatures, both hot and cold. For every 1,000 stroke deaths, the study attributed 11 of them to extremely hot or cold days. Lower income countries bore a higher burden of these deaths.
S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were thousands of Racine County outages even before the main storms hit last night. We Energy still had a few hundred homes and businesses without electric this morning, with most of the problems in Burlington and western Racine County. Waukesha County was hit harder, with more than 30,000 power customers in the dark at the peak last night. A rebranding was part of the State of the County address last night in Kenosha. County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual address to the county board last night, unveiling a new county logo. The new version features images of the Southport Lighthouse and the Veterans Honor Plaza. There are ribbons symbolizing parks, lakes, and rural areas. During her address, Kirkman highlighted several recent projects, like the Human Services renovation on 52nd Street, the Kenosha Overdose Response Initiative, and a mental health partnership with Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois. It's getting greener in downtown Racine. The city is getting a $72,000 grant to implement a series of clean energy projects. The money will be used to install an electric vehicle charging station and to research whether geothermal and solar projects are feasible at Memorial Hall and the public library. The installation of the EV charging station will enable the city to purchase or lease 5 additional EVs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad. And just really wanted to stay inside it, put a good swing on it. And fortunately, it got to the wall. William was able to score, and, you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy.
This guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Well, I'm glad the pandemic is over. Glad the restaurants are open. We don't have to do the takeout and delivery thing anymore. I saw even Golden Corral had a sign up that said open for takeout and delivery. In case you don't want COVID but still want all the symptoms. Like my chest hurts and my stomach hurts and none of this food tastes right. I had to buy everything online during the pandemic. I started doing a lot more online shopping, and I found out whenever you use your credit card online, it always gives you one of these "Are you a robot?" tests. You guys all done these? It always asks me one of three questions. It always says, choose the pictures that have traffic lights, choose the pictures that have buses, or choose the pictures that have stop signs. So I have no idea how we're supposed to trust self-driving cars. Now that I know the three things robots cannot identify.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Ah, you can't beat Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah, I love it. Homeward Bound at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hit 609 on your Wednesday morning. How'd we get there? I don't think it rained in Racine last night. We heard stories of, you know, the world breaking loose, the weather coming really bad. Now, it might have happened in other parts of the state, and just not here. I mean, I woke up this morning, everything was dry, there was no water anywhere, so I guess we We got away with it last night because I was ready for bad weather, and I guess we just locked down, huh? Well, the unofficial start of swimming pool season is Memorial Day weekend of this year's hottest new pool accessory may be an underwater vending machine. I'd like to add that to your pool. Remember Airhead candies? Remember those? They've announced that they've created the first-of-its-kind underwater vending machine that dispenses Airheads while submerged in a pool. They're selling a limited number of them online for $7,000 each. Just so you know, you're getting the home edition of the vending machine, not a full-on vending machine, which makes sense. It's impossible to imagine the ramifications and, of course, the liability of sending people huge machines to drop in their pools with kids in there and everything, eh? It's 6:10 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Sunshine today. Highs near 71 right now. It's cloudy, 65 degrees at Radio Park with Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's 6:13 on your Wednesday morning. Ah, Mustang Sally. Here's Wilson Pickett now at WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Mustang down. Oh, yeah.
It's 6:16 to WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. It's a Wednesday, and I got a poll here. Before I give you the poll results, when you were a kid in school, didn't your teacher say to you, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now, I said ice cream man, stock car driver, or I don't think I said disc jockey. I think it was just an ice, or policeman. That's what I want to be. A policeman, an ice cream man, or a stock car driver. Now, I said policeman because a good friend of mine, David Surrett, who I'm still friends with on Facebook after millions of years here, his dad was a police officer, and he gave me an old police hat for what's this, Occupation Day or whatever we had, whatever you wanted to be day. And so I said, I want to be a policeman or an ice cream man or a stock car driver. A lot of kids said president. I want to be president. A new poll asked more than 5,000 Americans, have you ever wanted to be president of the United States? 73% said no. 15% said yes, but only as a child, until we found out how it really works. We don't want to be president anymore. And here's a fun fact for your Wednesday morning. Every cat and every dog has a nose print that is unique, much like a human fingerprint. So with some sleuthing, I guess you can figure out which pet is leaving those marks on the windows. I know when I had my dog, and he was always in the back seat, the back window was covered with nose smear. And it was like every week we had to go scrub those windows to get rid of his nose prints all over the screen. All right, just in time for Memorial Day weekend, WRJN wants to help you serve and save big deals. They present a special holiday grand reopening. Save 30% savings at a number of restaurants, retailers, and specialty stores. But through this Friday at midnight, you'll save an additional 15% off all Big Deal gift certificates. No coupon code necessary. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 30% savings plus an additional 15% off all your Big Deal gift certificates. So let me do some math here. 30 and 15, carry the 2. Subtract the 6 and move over the... That's 45% savings. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a deal. It's the big grand reopening of Big Deals, and it's this Memorial Day weekend. Just go to WRJN.com, go to the Big Deals tab, pull it down, and order what you want, and get big savings. Get those certificates. And I will warn you, they do sell out. There's not unlimited certificates, so you got to be there first to get them, because if you're there last, you take the risk of, you know, not getting them, so get them. For today, sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Clear lows 55 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 74. Beautiful weather. Right now, some clouds, 65 degrees here at Radio Park, where you'll find local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And one of those hosts is coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Pete Schwaba is going to be my guest. I love talking show business with Pete. He's here. He's our Nightline host on the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba every night on Civic Media.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
CCR at 625 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and this story this morning. A farmer in Manitoba, Canada, had a surplus of potatoes, so he donated potatoes to organizations across North America. That was pretty good. How many could he possibly have had? Well, this was a huge surplus. 12 million pounds of potatoes. How many French fries is that? And a neuroscientist recommends that we wait 20 seconds after waking up before we reach for our phones and start scrolling. Sounds reasonable. 20 seconds. Wait a minute. Doesn't say seconds. Says minutes. 20 minutes. Not seconds. That's not going to happen in my house. We pick up the phone as soon as we wake up in the morning.
Ba 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 ba
so I thought I'd take a chance with Baba Ran.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
It's 6:28, local news, Tablas Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. A lot of people ask me why I don't like to fly. Two reasons just came up in the last day. Yesterday, did you hear about that flight that had turbulence? It wasn't in America. I forget where it was. It was going to Singapore, I think. They had so much turbulence that somebody had a heart attack and died on the plane. Other people smashed into the ceilings. There was blood everywhere on the flight. And this, too. A transatlantic flight had to be diverted on Sunday when a passenger's laptop became trapped in his seat. Apparently, the concern was it was a lithium-ion battery, and it was inaccessible in the event it caught fire, and they were afraid there'd be a major fire inside the plane. This is why I don't like to fly. If the flight's nice and there are no drunks on the plane and people aren't fighting over masks and all that kind of stuff, I don't have a problem. But this is why. And recently, doors are falling off the plane. We had the landing gear on a FedEx flight didn't come out, so the plane had to land on its belly. No, I'll stay home. Or take a car. I like road trips. Road trips are safe. I'm in control. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life care. Ask Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. It's 6:30 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Thousands of Racine County residents found themselves without power even before the main storms arrived last night. This morning, We Energies is still working to restore service to a few hundred homes and businesses, primarily in Burlington and the western parts of the county. Locally, Waukesha County bore the brunt of the storm, with more than 30,000 customers seeing power outages at the height of the weather. While the storms were intense, no tornadoes have been confirmed as of yet. The memorials in Kenosha County have been set. There are 10 events and observances coming up this weekend as part of Kenosha County Memorial Day plans. There are parades, wreath-laying ceremonies, musical tributes, and speeches planned, with communities honoring fallen service members in various ways. In Racine County, the observance at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery will be on Sunday in Union Grove. The parade in Racine steps off at 10 Monday morning. A new award will be part of Racine's Juneteenth celebration this year. The city of Racine has added new awards to the Sneakerball event. It'll honor two adults and two teens for their service and commitment to the community through volunteering. The awards are named after Dr. Thelma G. Orr and Chuck Tyler, and they aim to recognize people who have made contributions to the welfare of the community. Nominations can be made online through Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Your Memorial Weekend travels are just a little more affordable this year, being able to depend on E15 fuel. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Wisconsin corn growers, Wisconsin ethanol producers, happy with the announcement. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it...
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
A waiver will now allow Wisconsin consumers to have access to E15 fuel at the pump year-round. That's good news not only for your pocketbook, but also Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin ethanol manufacturers. Howard Bopart is a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, and he says the E15 announcement should help everybody.
More demand is always good. It's a win for everyone. The consumer that uses ethanol higher blends are cheaper and they're cleaner. And it's a domestic source product. So in today's environment, ethanol is about 70 cents cheaper than unleaded gasoline, a better value at the marketplace that encourages more blending. And that's why you see some of the retailers, you know, selling unleaded 88 at a discount to E10. It's a win for everyone.
Howard Bopart, he's a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, one of our state's ethanol producers.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And Wisconsin was one of only a handful of states that saw milk production in April go up. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin produced 2.5% more milk in April this year compared to last. On the national scene, milk production was flat. And in fact, the number of dairy cows on farms in the United States totaled 9.34 million head. That's 74,000 fewer cows milking this April compared to last. Here in Wisconsin, we've got 1.27 million of those cows working for us. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 72 today. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. We have more rain and thunderstorms on the way for Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Jell-O, you know what they make Jell-O out of? Bones and hooves. I always thought that was an urban legend. Bones and hooves. What kind of madman?
Let me have the bones and hooves. I've got an idea for a kid's dessert. It'll be huge. We'll get Cosby to do the commercials. Everyone trusts him. Anyone using the eyeballs? I can make an abacus. I've got tons of ideas. They say laughter is the best medicine, and it is after you've received real medicine from a real medical professional. Prior to that, you don't want any laughter. You don't want a doctor giggling during an exam. Oh my gosh, this is your body? Oh, nice man boobs.
Hey, coming up, you can win a couple of days at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Keep it right here for your chance to win at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything. lover. A love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN at 6:38. Check out this story. Workers had to remove dozens of marijuana plants from the Wisconsin Capitol Tulip Garden. That's in Madison. Marijuana plants were growing there. How do you suppose they got there? Looking for some sunshine today with a high near 71 right now. Cloudy at 65 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Are you following this whole thing with the Graceland auction? Are you following this thing? Yesterday I heard it for the first time, and I was very confused. And I'm even more confused now. Apparently, this is what they claim. Lisa Marie Presley, before she passed away, borrowed $3.5 million or something and put up Graceland as collateral to this loan company. I didn't think the Presleys were in that dire straits where they needed to borrow money. I thought they had millions and millions. I guess not. Anyway, she put Graceland up. She died. The loan was never paid back. So the company is foreclosing on Graceland. But here's where it gets really weird. There's a document they have with Lisa Marie Presley's signature on it, signing over Graceland just in case she doesn't pay the loan back. And there's somebody, a witness, a notary, who signed that document. Well, that notary now says she never witnessed that signature. She never met Lisa Marie Presley, and that's not even her signature on the notary form. And this place is going up for auction soon with everything. Now, I don't know what they can do with Elvis's body. I think him and his parents are buried there. I don't know what they're going to do. So I guess Riley Keough, who's the granddaughter, the daughter of Lisa Marie, she is going to court to prevent this auction from going off. But it sounds like the whole thing is a scam if you read what they're saying. This thing is, how can somebody pull a scam off like this? You know this thing's going to be scrutinized. You're dealing with one of the wonders of the world, Graceland. So I don't know how are they going to pull this off. So anyway, she's going to court today, I think, to prevent the auction and everything inside. Could you imagine that? Elvis is doing somersaults in his grave right now over this whole thing. 642 WRGM Local News. Time let's hit. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for waking up with me. Do appreciate it. Hey, here's a group that really went through the decades. Huh? The Stones, Honky Tonk Woman at WRGM 1499 and 98.1 FM.
Gents of Bar of Queen Elvis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind.
He's 80 years old, dancing around on the stage like he's 20 years old. Mick Jagger and the Stones at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits back right here on WRJN. We're at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary AM 1400. It's official. Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy. That's kind of sad, huh? The company said it had more than $1 billion in debt and less than $30 million in cash on hand. Plans to sell its business to lenders and will continue to close their restaurants. From what I heard, and this was, I heard this on ABC World News the other night. It's partially because of that all-you-can-eat shrimp special that cost them boatloads of money, no pun intended. But, you know, it's you mean shrimp put them out of business? Apparently, that was one of the reasons they had money problems. Everybody's eating too much shrimp at those all-you-can-eat shrimp things. I know, it sounds like a joke, but it's not. I was kidding when I suggested to my wife the other night. I said, it's like an all-you-can-eat shrimp thing. They just serve too much shrimp. And then I heard David Muir say it. I said, wow. I was just kidding. Hey, how'd you like the getaway? the Vidal's Chula Vista Resort. I've got a gift certificate here for a one-night stay in the Junior Suites. It includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. How do you like that? All right. You want to go? You haven't won anything in the past 60 days? Give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I'll give you an overnight stay in the Junior Suite. Ah, living the high life at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. What a place. It's one of the premier places to stay in the Wisconsin Dells. And if you haven't won, give me a call. As a matter of fact, I think we have a winner right now. Hi, what's your first name? Hello?
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, Jay's your first name?
Yes.
Like J-A-Y. Because some people just have the letter J, period. I just want to make sure.
No, Jay.
Jay, okay. Hey, Jay, hold on the line. We got you this Chula Vista Resort gift certificate, all right?
All right,
stay there. Don't go anywhere, Jay. Keep it right here at WRJN. 647 right now. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 71. Clear tonight. Low is around 55. Sunny with a high near 74 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's cloudy and 65 degrees here at Radio Park at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Car celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at BlueRiverCrossFit.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about saving at the supermarket. I'm talking about buying in bulk. I don't mean like mega bulk when you take your car to Costco and you fill the whole thing up with beef jerky and toilet paper. I'm talking about those dispensers at the grocery store, you know, the bins with the scoops in them, or those, you turn the thing and then you fill a little bag with nuts or beans or whatever. That's what I mean. Savings can range from just pennies cheaper to like 30 or even 50% off. I mean, things can really add up. Smart bulk buys are things like flour, sugar, dried beans, things like that. Now imagine you save even just 10 cents a day on one thing that you use every day. Over the course of a year, that's like $30. Imagine finding 10 things like that, $300. I mean, this can really add up. And that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, coming up after 7 o'clock, Pete Schwabba from Nightlight, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, will be my guest. 6:51 right now, Three Dog Night.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. Open up the window.
into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Just in time for Memorial Day weekend, WRJN wants to help you save as Big Deals presents a special holiday grand reopening. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 30% savings. Plus, get this, an additional 15% savings. Go to the Big Deals site at WRJN.com.
Your eyes, girl.
656 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And this story, some guys broke into a Denny's in Indiana. It was closed for the night. They made themselves some eggs. Then they went back an hour later and cooked some more eggs. An employee chased them away, though, that time. The cops are trying to track them down. Denny's estimated total loss of the deal, $1.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
Says about the human race, but it's kind of scary. A survey found 55